from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Springing the line.
Springing the line.
Springing the line.
Springing the line.
By the way, people asking if Colorado is in the dirty pool. Colorado is not. Go get 500 and you're in the dirty pool. Okay?
Once you get win to a, more than one conference game.
Win two conference games and get to a bowl game, and then we'll think about putting you in the dirty pool for next year. All right? 4-8 ain't going to do it. Play for clicks around here. We talk with our helmet in the dirty pole.
Talk with your helmet. Talk with your pads.
Start with our pads. See what we got here. A couple quick ones. We're running a little late.
Yeah.
Spring Line brought to you by Spray. Getting sleepy, drinking hot coffee, probably because of ADD. Hey, look at that squirrel.
There might be a lot of truth to that.
You think you got ADD?
Well, somebody had texted in that if you get tired drinking warm coffee, you might have ADHD.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
I can't explain it. Drink warm coffee. Just, I don't know, that just warm hits me. And I just
feel all nice and fuzzy
it's
inside.
It's like drinking a cocoa, you know?
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Caffeine doesn't hit me the same.
Straight Line brought to you by the Brett Rippin Parlay ticket. Looks about as good as your bank account way after third string capper Brandon's picks.
Mm.
We got a little discombobulated.
Okay.
Spring and Line brought to you by the Dirty Pole. The only thing that needs more Hawk 2 on it is LSU's NIL.
That was dope. That was great.
That was double Hawk 2.
Can you imagine two Hawk 2s at one time?
Tony, feed me patiti.
Gotta pay extra for that.
Dude, two Hawk 2s at one time is every dude's dream.
What would you do if you won $1 million?
Two Hawk 2s at the same time, man.
Be pretty badass.
Good for you.
Spring of Lime brought to you by U of O, UW, and more proof that schools can't just turn Big Ten. There you go. All right, you guys got your bets ready?
I'm ready to go, dude.
I got
a monster
nothing this
parlay.
Weekend.
All right, you're not even going to pretend to have your...
Well,
it's okay. You don't
I'm
going to
go
have
down on Xander Schauffele right now. He is going to win this thing.
How does this work? How do they do it? So this is round two?
This is round two.
Do you have like a four-round
four-round no cut.
Okay, so this lowest score wins.
He's just going to continue to pull away from everybody.
What's his face still leading?
Matsuyama and Fleetwood blew up on the 18th hole, so it's a three-way tie at 11 under par.
Okay. All right.
You want me to go first with my picks, then?
I'll let go. I'll go first.
Okay, you go first.
I don't know why I said I let go. Here we go. I got a monster baseball parlay.
I love it.
I got a four-teamer.
Yes.
You ready for this?
Yes.
God, we're going so hard right now. Phillies. -1.5 on the run line against Seattle. That's a tasty little series to go to if you're a Mariners fan, by
That's
the way.
Not bad. Fun little series this weekend.
Phillies fans will show up, be a lot of red in the attendance. They're a fun lineup to watch. We're moaning and groaning in Oakland, California tonight. Doyers, -1.5 on the run line. I know. I don't want to hear it.
I don't trust my team. We're a $1 billion franchise. We're in first place by 9 games.
I get it.
I think it's only like 5 or 6, isn't it?
It's 5.5.
Yeah. Diamondbacks are hot.
My Bravos lost 6 in a row, proceeded to then get on fire. Might look at Matt Olson homer prop totals, by the way. He's just on, he cannot not hit home run.
Fuego.
Marlins at Atlanta today. Don't trust the starting pitching of Atlanta. Schwellenberger. He's got almost a 5 ERA, but I like my Bravos minus 1.5 on that run line, and I'm going even dangerous. Padres in the thick of the wild card race, hosting the Rockies at home in San Diego, Petco Park. Pods, minus 1.5. Minus 1.5 run lines are not easy to hit.
No, they are not.
That four-teamer on a $5 parlay pays you $109.
Look at you. Go big or go home.
Go big or go home. We're riding the run lines.
I'm not going big, and I hope that I don't go home. I'm going to go middle and stay on second base. How about that? How does that sound? Is that a thing? Can you hit a double? Can I go double instead of going home?
That could be average to some.
Look, I need a win here, okay? The account's not doing great right now. Now DraftKings wants to, like, tax me my winnings, and they're taking more of my money. I'm looking for a dub here, okay? That's what we're searching for this weekend. We're not going four. We're not going five. We're not going six. We're going the opposite of LeBron. We're going three. We're going three, and we're keeping it simple. We're going Twins, run line White Sox, minus 1.5. We're going Padres, minus 1.5 run line over the Rockies, and we're going Dodgers money line. I'm not touching the run line in that game.
Okay.
Just get me a win in Oakland. That turns into a three-team parlay plus 5/11 odds.
That's not
$10,
bad.
Pay $60. We need a win. We need a win. We're looking for a win. That's your Friday parlay of the day.
I don't watch every team, nor do I see everything that happens every day in baseball. Well, when I'm watching MLB Network or popping in, I've noticed the Oakland A's are a feisty little bunch that don't always...
Feisty.
They're not getting blown out a lot, it doesn't
feisty
feel like.
Little bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, not easy.
No, they're not as pathetic as they were last year.
By the way...
They're not the Colorado Rockies.
And thinking about one of our listeners, Martin, who does this yearly I Bet on Against Bad Teams thing...
Mm-hmm.
Maybe kind of a mistake to not include the White Sox losing their 18th straight game.
Yeah, I mean, I got that in my
parlay. Who do they
I got,
have this weekend?
They're playing the Twins.
Twinkies.
That's a part of my parlay.
Twinkies are a good team.
Yes.
Twins over the White Sox.
No, I'm just saying, like, it's a smart move to put them in because
they're terrible.
Boy.
All-time bad.
Yeah.
Well, and they just...
They have no hope.
Almost anybody that had a pulse, so other than Crochet.
They did a celebrate their post-game show.
The only time you would bet on the White Sox streak would probably end with Crochet on the mound.
They did a their post-game show on their, you know, Comcast Chicago channel or whatever their games are on. They did like a celebration after the game the day that Eloy Jimenez was traded. He was their can't miss. They gave him the early Braves extension, if you will, of like, hey, this guy's going to be great. Let's just pay him now.
Yeah.
And they were doing, they basically, one of their hosts was asking on the, this is a team channel, by the way, was asking for a graphic to get put up behind them. Like, where did he get dealt?
Well, the Orioles.
Orioles, and they were like...
And a lot of people were curious why the O's went there.
Take a flyer, I guess, but they were like, can we get a thank you Baltimore graphic put up here for taking this guy off of our team? That's how much they hated him. That's how ugly things are in Chicago.
Yeah, there was stuff that came out that, you know, during spring training, he was a disaster to deal with internally for the franchise. Look, I don't know if he'll be anything. I also don't question Baltimore taking this flyer. Like, he got paid early for a reason. He was a good player.
He was.
Has anything in the White Sox been positive?
No, there were reports, too, that those... I mean, I just think they lost all motivation, which you can question the integrity of that and all. But, like, Moncada's been hurt all year, and there was basically a report that came out that he's been in Arizona rehabbing, and they have to, like, beg him every day to do what he needs to do to rehab to get back from injury because he has no desire to play for the White Sox. They're that bad.
I'm not going to also act like we... Not we. People don't work... For bad companies, and that can wear on you for sure and lose motivation. So we'll see what Jimenez is for Baltimore. I kind of understood it. If he taps in even close to what he was, they're going to look like geniuses.
Yeah, it was one of those pick up the contract and you can have them kind of deals, and they took him on.
Culture, breaking news.
Culture matters.
You don't go hire the 80-year-old manager falling asleep during games, and you can't be a bum-ass owner like Reinsdorf has largely been during this tenure.
Spring and Line is brought to you by Dirt Playing with Nipple Hairs and Stephen A's opening. Those would make me uncomfortable, but I have to hear Sprague's picks every week.
Okay. All right. That's actually a fair little dish you have there.
Cat pervert.
Some of us like to get weird around here. Don't blame me. We don't kink shame on this show.
Nipple hair talk on three speakers at a conference in which our show should not have been a part of. That is
we had a lot of eyeballs yesterday.
A lot of eyeballs. What are you guys
show?
Talking about right now?
I also discovered later in the day that yesterday for my brother was Take Your Kids to Work Day. out at...
Isn't this happening more than once a year now?
I don't know. I don't know how many days they get, but he
Well, there's a separate day for, like, take your daughters to work,
okay.
And then I think there's a general take your kids to work.
I thought this was during school, so they miss a day of school to go see what it's like to
work. He took all three yesterday, and I got...
By himself?
I got a text from my niece that said, nipple hair, ? And I thought, love, okay, all right. That's not good.
You go by Dirt. There's a lot more to you, I think, that she's figuring out.
I just responded, thanks for listening.
You know what? My niece and nephew came over right after the show yesterday, and they were listening to a different segment. I went, did you hear my nipple hair segment? And they thought that was the funniest thing.
They thought
thing
that was
ever.
Good? They laughed at
no,
that?
No, we missed it.
No.
Like, they're like, what's nipple hair? And I'm like, well.
You'll find out. You know, give it time.
I have three weird ones. You want to see them?
You want to help me pluck them? Get the tweezers.
Wait.
Ow!
It's in my mouth.
Ooh, it's right there.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.